I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Monsignor Dario Vigano has submitted his resignation as the Prefect of the Vatican Secretariat for Communication, and Pope Francis has accepted the resignation. However, the Pope asked Vigano to stay on as a, quote, assessor in order to assist whoever is named as the new prefect. Monsignor Vigano's departure follows the criticism over the Vatican's alteration of a letter from Pope Benedict XVI in regards to a new series of books called The Theology of Pope Francis. At the book's presentation, Monsignor Vigano read selected portions, including why the former pope had declined to write a reflection. A photo of the letter was also published, however, certain lines were blurred out, and the second page of the letter was covered by a book with only Pope Benedict XVI's signature showing. Due to the criticism over the blurred lines, the Vatican released the full text, which showed that not only had Benedict said he was unable to write a reflection, but that he also opposed one of the authors that had been selected to write one of the volumes. Monsignor Vigano wrote in his resignation letter that while what he did was unintentional, his actions, quote, destabilized the complex and great work of reform. The suspected bomber responsible for the attacks throughout Austin, Texas this month has died. The suspect, 24-year-old Mark Anthony Condit, blew himself up as officials closed in. Authorities have warned that more bombs could be out there. The motive for Condit's attacks are still unknown, as is whether or not he acted alone or had an accomplice. Police had narrowed their search to Condit in the last 24 to 36 hours and found his vehicle at a hotel in the town of Round Rock. When Condit began to drive away, authorities followed, and after running the car into a ditch on the side of the road, Condit set off an explosive in the car as SWAT was approaching. Boko Haram extremists returned almost all of the 110 girls they had kidnapped from a boarding school in Nigeria last month, leaving the girls in the center of town as they issued a warning. The extremists said they returned the girls out of pity and that the kidnapping was a warning to never put girls in school again, as, quote, Western education is forbidden. Extremists in Afghanistan, meanwhile, killed 31 and wounded 65 as the Persian New Year was being celebrated. A suicide bomber detonated on the side of the road in Kabul next to a Shiite shrine. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pope Francis has confirmed his plans to attend the World Meeting of Families in Ireland this August. The Pope was met by a delegation from Ireland prior to his announcement that included the President of the World Meeting, two families from Ireland, and Cardinal Kevin Farrell, Prefect of the Dicastery for Laity, the Family, and Life. The Pope also blessed the Holy Family icon, which has traveled across Ireland to help parishes get ready for the World Meeting. This year's theme is, quote, the Gospel of the Family, Joy for the World. The World Meeting of Families is held every 3 years, and families from around the globe get together to pray, celebrate, and discuss the importance of marriage and family. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.